A new tax on electric vehicle charging in public in Wisconsin started yesterday with the turn of the new year. It's Thursday, January 2nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a southeastern Wisconsin village has 14 different zip codes, but they're trying to get their own. And the bottom of the Great Lakes floor isn't fully known, but some agencies say mapping the floor will support climate resilience. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. When you roll out of bed, bleary-eyed and groggy, if you're like me, the first thing on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Electric vehicle owners started paying a new tax to recharge their batteries in public in 2025. The 3 cent per kilowatt tax is expected to raise about $3 to $4 million in each of the next 2 years to help pay for road repairs. Verona's Libby Belden and her husband have owned an electric truck for the last year and a half. She says they'll only pay the tax on road trips because home chargers are exempt from that tax.
As of right now, the cost of charging on the road is still nothing compared to the cost of gas.
Businesses where the public pays to use a charger had to register with the State Department of Revenue to account for the new tax. Belden says a much bigger issue is whether the state has enough public chargers, especially in northern Wisconsin. The state plans to add 50 new chargers this year. Wisconsin is expected to see $4.1 billion worth of investment in the coming years, all from new transmission projects. As Joe Schultz reports, it's part of the largest portfolio ever approved by the Midwest Electric Grid Operator.
6 long-term electric reliability projects will be located entirely or partially in Wisconsin. They consist of 2 new transmission lines from Minnesota and Illinois. It also includes portions of other new lines, building new substations, and upgrading existing ones. Kieran Gallagher is with the nonprofit Clean Wisconsin. She says investments in transmission infrastructure support the clean energy transition.
Relying on a more renewable energy, we do need to be able to draw from different geographic areas and draw that electricity and move it across the footprint in bigger ways.
She says the lines still need to go through the state regulatory process. They're expected to come online in about a decade. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
In some Wisconsin communities, not paying local fines can lead to jail time. Municipal courts in Wisconsin do not impose criminal penalties, but they are allowed to impose fines for things like traffic and local ordinance violations. Emma Shakeshaft is with the ACLU of Wisconsin. She recently released a study looking at multiple municipal fines. She says for people who cannot afford to pay, unpaid fines can lead to a suspended driver's license. And in some communities, non-payment could result in incarceration.
These types of warrants and commitments and violations can lead to job loss. It can lead to employment discrimination. It could lead to the loss of housing.
The ACLU study found the majority of municipal courts in Wisconsin no longer impose the threat of incarceration because of non-payment. However, at least 52 courts in the state do use what's known as warrants or writs of commitment to go after unpaid fines. A Wisconsin village with 14 different zip codes has pushed for years to narrow it down to 1 5-digit number. This past year, the village of Summers and 4 other communities got closer than ever.
Summers in Kenosha County has around 10,000 residents, but you wouldn't necessarily know it based on its myriad mailing addresses. They include a mix of zip codes from places like Racine, Kenosha, or Pleasant Prairie. Summers Village Administrator Jason Peters says it's cost residents real money. He says a village trustee pays around 10% more for insurance because of her Racine zip code.
So when she gets her homeowner's insurance, they base that off of homes within the Racine zip code, And same thing with her auto insurance.
Summers and four other Wisconsin communities lobbied federal lawmakers. A bill designating unique zip codes for them passed the U.S. House of Representatives, but not the Senate. Still, Peters is optimistic they can get it done in 2025. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The city of Madison is about 3 months into a new transit system. The changes include buses you can board from any door, new stations, a new payment system, and a new bus rapid transit line. Mick Roosh is the chief development officer at Metro Transit. He says more changes are coming this year, including a system where riders will be able to tap their credit card or phone to pay on any bus.
So you don't even have to mess around with getting a fare card. You can just use your credit card to board the bus.
Roosh says Metro will also include stops in the city of Monona in the spring, and they'll start doing outreach on adding a north-south rapid route. While they have not yet secured funding for that project, they hope it will come to fruition in the next 2 or 3 years. Roosh says they don't yet have official ridership numbers, but anecdotally, they're seeing full buses. Efforts are ongoing to fully map the bottom of the Great Lakes. As Danielle Kading reports, agencies hope to better understand its depths, potential hazards, and support climate resilience in the face of extreme storms.
For Jennifer Bamey, the Great Lakes flora holds a variety of treasures waiting to be rediscovered, from sinkholes to shipwrecks. But coastal safety is the primary concern driving her work to map the bottom of the lakes as the CEO of the Great Lakes Observing System. So far, 15% has been mapped. She says the initiative supports ongoing efforts to make the region more resilient to climate change.
It identifies areas prone to erosion, flooding, or damage from shifting lake bed sediments that are caused by extreme weather events.
Amy says the Great Lakes are seeing more extreme storms that can be damaging to coastal infrastructure if not well understood. A bill introduced in Congress would provide $200 million for the mapping effort, but it hasn't advanced. Amy says partners also aim to raise private funds. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, quick check of weather here. It's going to be mostly sunny across the state today. A little bit of snow early on to start, but that'll be clearing throughout the day. High temperatures expected to peak in the teens and 20s today, but enjoy it because temperatures are going to be dropping down by this weekend. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we're back in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning with the latest news. Hit subscribe and we'll be there automatically. And of course, we love hearing your feedback as well. Leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.